Thunder Bay. Longtime Thunder Bay Morning Show icon Lisa Lacco has died. Lacco, who recently retired from a two-decades-long stint as the host of CBC Thunder Bay's Superior Morning Program, announced at the time she was suffering from ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. She was 64. Lacco, born and raised in Newfoundland, rose through the media ranks in her home province, filling just about every imaginable role from DJ to news reporter to television anchor. She then moved on to the CBC, working at both the Corner Brook and St. John's stations before moving to Thunder Bay in the early 1990s. Lacco produced the morning show in those early years before moving into the host's chair, a position she held until her retirement. She was a highly regarded journalist, with an empathetic heart and analytical mind. She knew how to laugh at her mistakes, a very important skill for any broadcaster. She was also a mentor and friend to many young journalists passing through Thunder Bay, reads a note posted by her family on Friday to her Facebook page. Lisa was in the chair for defining moments, such as the September 11th attacks, where, while the news was still breaking, she and her team broke off from national programming to inform listeners of the events happening. She was a pillar of the Thunder Bay community, giving back any chance she could. From after-election specials to pop-up remote broadcasts from every corner of the city and beyond, Lacco saw every day as an adventure. Over the course of her career, it's estimated she conducted more than 3,000 interviews, including a chance to speak with beloved Canadian author Margaret Atwood, hosting a public Q&A session at the local chapter's outlet. Most of her interviews, though, were with people from Thunder Bay and the region, and these she truly loved. She loved laughing with her guests, crying with her guests, and most importantly, listening to her guests. She radiated a warmth both on and off the air, and her listeners felt it. Upon retirement, cards poured in from across the region, each one of which she read and was thankful for, the family's post continues. She loved every moment of it and considered herself truly fortunate to be able to do what she loved. In keeping with her strong belief in reconciliation and the students of Dennis Franklin Cromarty High School, a bursary has been established to help students at the school complete their studies. Lisa will be forever remembered for her sharp mind and uncanny recall, her ability to empathize, her ability to listen, her warmth and her candor. She was a champion of many causes, but one she held near and dear to her heart was mental health, which she publicly and frequently spoke out about to help break the stigma around it. Through her, countless people were able to feel a bit more comfortable in their own skin, and many reached out over the years to tell her of their own struggles. She listened to every single story. Lacco is survived by her husband Brad and sons John and Andrew Ryan, three sisters and two brothers, as well as her husband's family. She was predeceased by her parents, William McDonald Brown and Carol Hope Brown. A private funeral service is scheduled for August 28 at Redwood Park Church, and the service will be live-streamed for those unable to attend in person. Donations to the Lisa Lacco Bursary Fund can be made to the Northern Anishinaabe Education Council at www.canadahelps.org/n/dn/63859.